Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Mishpatim, Decrees. Week 18, 7th Aliyah. Don't let them live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me, because the worship of their gods will certainly be a snare to you. Exodus 23, verse 33. Is Hashem a racist? The Eternal commanded the sons of Israel to evict and exterminate the seven nations that lived in the Promised Land. He didn't do it once, but many times, in many ways. A son of Canaan can't live in the land of Israel. Why? Is the Eternal a racist? The Torah gives us the answer to these questions. In this text, as in many others, the Lord reveals that it is because of the wickedness of these nations that they didn't have the right to exist. Hashem has the right to rule over his world, and if a people don't fulfill the seven basic laws given to all men, he takes disciplinary measures, and oftentimes very severe ones. Idolatry, free sex, and violence are causes of the greatest punishment, and these nations had totally surrendered to these forms of evil and more. Their idolatry was such that there was no solution for them anymore. Only one woman was saved from that evil world, Rahab. You can see this in the book of Joshua. This verse teaches us that the people of Israel would be at risk of being perverted by these seven nations' idolatry. The perversion that comes from idolatry is not only physical and psychological, but also spiritual. It's very deep. It has to do with control and possession of evil and impure spirits that rule over idolaters. The sons of Israel were at risk of being affected by the evil principalities and powers that govern the skies and these rebels' minds. The Eternal, who is good, wanted to help his sons and daughters and to prevent them from falling in that same disastrous idolatry. That's why he ordered to exterminate them from the land completely. He also sent a very powerful angel before them in order to clean the air from these rebellious angels and evil spirits. The spirits that ruled over the region, that is. The angel did this work in the air, and the sons of Israel, guided by Joshua, they did theirs in the land. So they expelled most of the evil nations and changed the spirit upon the land. So the reason for the eviction of these nations had nothing to do with racism, but with the evil practices of these peoples. Hashem loves all, and that's why he calls all to repentance. But the one who doesn't repent will suffer the consequences of his or her sin. Beloved disciples of the Messiah, flee from idolatry in all its forms. Shabbat Shalom.